It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Saturday as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And this is your Hour of Power. And we believe that when we join together, we are making a difference. So we're going to pray together, because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so we're going to pray today, and we're going to pray the way that Jesus taught us to pray. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And in the Lord's Prayer, or the model prayer, probably better described as the disciples' prayer, Jesus taught us how to pray. Give us an outline. Six faith declarations. And we know that three focus on him and three focus on us. So good to have you listening in, everybody. And we just believe that the next hour is just going to be an incredible time of praying together. So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence today on this Saturday by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray the will of God be done in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you'll anoint our ears, our spiritual ears to hear, our eyes, our spiritual eyes to see, and our heart to receive during this next hour as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, a revival in 1,000 cities in this nation. Believe in God for over 1,000 churches, which we now have, and 1,000 cities. We have over 700, and now we're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders. We're going to talk more about that. It's going to be a great day here on this Saturday, and I am so thankful that you are praying with us. So we have a number of things that we're going to pray about. And today we're featuring the music of some friends of ours, Brian and Kristen Ming from Carlsbad, California. They're ministering in song today, and it's going to be a wonderful time. So here we go. We're going to worship God together. And we are going to pray together. So here's Brian and Kristen Ming. Brian is the former music director at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. And we're blessed to have them on today. Let's worship. Lord, we are so thankful that you are holy. You are holy God. You are King forever and ever. And we worship you today. We exalt your name today in Jesus' name here on BPN Radio. Father, we just pray today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And first of all, I want to pray the will of God be done in your own life, you as an individual. You know what I heard the Holy Spirit say to me? Son, give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life. That was February 1966. I got up and began to pray because I knew that God had a plan for my life that I did not know about at that particular time. And there's two major reasons I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. And so the apex, the zenith of everything that I could think of was that one day I would maybe own my own radio station, be a general manager over a station or a group of radio stations, because I really loved announcing on the radio. So that I believe was going to be my entire career at that time. But God had a bigger plan and a better plan. And so as I began to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," I began to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to me. We can hear His voice. There's a lot of people that are very codependent on someone else hearing God for them. And I believe that sometimes, many times I've received prophetic words on behalf of someone else. But it's very, very important that no one would become codependent on Dale Gentry getting a word from God, although I love to do that. But I heard the voice of the Lord, and then 5 months later, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "I want you to preach my gospel." So it all came as a result of prayer. It all came in response to me praying, "Lord, I want your will to be done in my life. What is your will?" Because I got to the place of discouragement, dissatisfaction, discontentment, even though I had a beautiful wife and a handsome 2-year-old son and had a great job with a CBS affiliate. And Gene and I had bought a home not long before that. So why was I so unfulfilled? That's what I said to the Lord. "What can you do for me? I'm so unfulfilled in life." He said, "Give me the first hour of your day." So that radically changed my life. And so I got up and began to pray the words that Jesus said when He said, "When you pray, say." And that is a better prayer than David prayed. That is a better prayer than the Apostle Paul prayed. I'm so thankful that we have words from Jesus that we still live by before the cross as well as after the cross. So He said, "When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." So Father, we pray the will of God be done in our lives today. When I began to get up and pray that prayer, my life radically changed in the next several months. I must confess that I did not get up and pray because my church needed prayer or my city needed prayer or my nation needed prayer. I got up and began to pray because I needed to hear the voice of God. I knew there was something more to do than what I was doing, more of life to live than what I was living, more places to go than I was going to, more people to meet than I had met, more cities to visit. I just knew there was more, but I could not understand it, comprehend it with my natural mind. So I moved into the realm of the supernatural and began to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Why don't you just spend a few moments now as Todd Mooring plays some worship music and Courtney Vandeverpeer as they play worship music, why don't you just spend some time just saying, "Lord, your will be done in my life." Don't pray for anybody else or anything else at this moment except the will of God be done in your life. Would you do that? There's something powerful about praying that every day. And if you've not been praying it, let's start on this Saturday. Would you pray right now, "Lord, your will be done in my life, whatever it is." And so let's just dwell on that for just a few moments. I've been I've been teaching on prayer since 1985. That's for 30 years. For 5 years, Gene and I went across America and taught churches concerning early morning prayer as a corporate body and also as individuals. So here we go. We're going to pray the will of God be done. Pray with me right now. I'm so very, very thankful that we can continue to pray and seek the face of God here on BPN Radio as we pray the will of God be done in our lives today. Well, let's just spend some time worshiping Him. Can we do it? He's a great God. He's an awesome God. Brian and Kristen Ming, former music directors at Christ for the Nations, providing our music today. Here's a great song. Let's just worship Him. You're a great God, and we're praying the will of God be done in our lives today. You're on BPN Radio. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are a great God. You are an awesome God. There is no God like my God. No God like my God. Thank you for being here on BPN Radio here on this Saturday as we pray together for the will of God be done, being done in your life in Jesus' name. And so I just set myself in agreement that the plan, the will, plan, and purpose of God is being done in you today, 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 today. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be a part of His kingdom, of what He is doing in these days, in these times. Very, very grateful. I'm very thankful. And so, Father, we are so very thankful that we know You as our Savior and Lord. So thankful that we can exalt You and honor You here on BPN Radio. And I set myself in agreement with people that are listening today. Will of God be done in their lives? Somebody said, how can you know the will of God? Well, you can know it. And just pray every day, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Write down what you feel the Holy Spirit is saying to you and what He is putting in your heart. The prophet Nathan said to David, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. And so as we seek His face, as we pray the will of God, we're going to know it. In fact, I've said many, many times over the past 49 years, very difficult to miss the will of God. When you are praying the will of God, Lord, whatever it is you want me to do. And it's very, very important that we wait upon Him, that we wait, of course, in His presence. So we pray the will of God be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And let's just pray the will of God be done in your children today, in your family, in the life of your spouse. Would you just pray right now that the will of God be done in your family and purpose in your heart that you will not allow Satan to destroy your family, to take away your family's future. We know that if Satan cannot get us, then he goes after our kids, our grandkids. And so why don't you just pray the will of God be done in the members of your family today, your children, and maybe, if you're blessed like Gene and I, your grandchildren. So in Jesus' name, just spend a little while calling their names in prayer. Would you do that? Why don't you take some time here on this Saturday on BPN Radio to pray for your church and ask the Holy Spirit to prepare your pastor, your leader, as they prepare to minister tomorrow. Why don't you just spend time praying for your pastor, your pastor's family, and also the leadership of your church. Go ahead. It's a wonderful opportunity. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to the church that you attend tomorrow, that many will come to know Jesus, many will be baptized, and the lost will come from the north, south, east, and west. People will be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. So I just pray for your church, the leadership of your church, and for the service, our services tomorrow. Thank you. Lord, I just set myself in agreement. I set myself in agreement with these people that are praying on this Saturday with me here on BPN Radio. I set myself in agreement with these people as they pray for their pastor, their church leader, our leaders. I just know that there's a major attack. There's a major attack on pastors and their families, the leadership of a church. That's why it's very, very important that you lift your pastors up, your leaders up, your church leaders up, because you know, they're at the forefront of every attack that Satan has planned and is setting in motion against your church, the church that you attend, you receive your spiritual food. And so I just set myself in agreement with you that God will bless your leaders, protect them, watch over them, supply their need, and that you will be faithful to encourage them and to bless them and to lift them up. It's very, very important. I pray for your services tomorrow. May they be impacted by the power of the Holy Ghost. May signs, wonders, and miracles be prevalent. And may the Holy Spirit flood the services. And may people come to know Jesus as their Savior. And I pray that every pastor, every shepherd, every leader will give people an opportunity to know Jesus as their personal Savior in the services tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Okay, here's Brian and Christian Ming. We're just going to worship God a little while today. And why don't you just spend some time exalting Him? I'm getting excited now. Why don't you praise and worship him with me here on BPN on this Saturday? He's worthy. Somebody praise God with me today. He is worthy. He is worthy. The Brian Ming family there. Wow. Thank you, Father God. We bless you. We honor you. We magnify you here on BPN Radio. Hey, it's so good to have you listening in today here on BPN on this Saturday. I would like to remind you that starting a week from tomorrow night, Leland and I, my spiritual grandson Leland, and I will be leading a music and Austin music and prayer gathering at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Leland will be leading the worship. We have some other people, some young preachers that are coming, high school and college age, and it's just going to be three nights of heaven on earth. So we invite you to come from the north, south, east, and west. There is no admission. There is admission. There's free admission. So why don't you come and be a part of what God is going to do. Three Spirit-led services, Jubilee Christian Center. It's going to be quite awesome, and we invite you to come. And why don't you just pray about making investment into a Breakout Prayer Network? Gene and I have just completed 49 years of ministry. And this broadcast and Breakout Prayer Network, what we're doing across America, around the world, is sponsored by you, our loyal listeners. And so I would like for you to pray at this very moment about sowing a seed into this ministry. And I know that God will bless you. Father, I pray that you just speak to people about sowing a seed into Breakout Prayer Network. And why don't you just take a moment and just say, Holy Spirit, what would you have me to invest in Dale and Gene Gentry's ministry and Breakout Prayer Network? And just listen to his voice. He may speak up an amount to you. And if he doesn't, then you can just be generous. And if you would like to make a donation, you can go to BPN Radio, bpnradio.com. And down at the very bottom of the page, there is a donate button. And you can click on that, and you can use your PayPal account, debit card, credit card. If you would like to send a check, you can do that also. Just send it to Breakout Prayer Network. Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box. Let me make sure I got this right now. 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. So that's Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box, 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Good to have you listening in here as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And you must know that revival means individual revival. So I had way back in 1966, I had an individual revival. And I'm believing God that you're going to have a personal revival. There's going to be a revival in your home, a revival in your family. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be great. So I just agree with you. the will of God be done in your life today. In Jesus' name. I want us to pray for some individual needs that have been sent in. And if you do have an individual prayer request, then you can go to bpnradio.com, and there is a place there for you to send in your individual prayer request. And so I encourage you to do that. All right. Let's pray today for, help me pray for Tracy. Tracy's prayer request, and her mother has been diagnosed with cancer, seriously ill in the hospital. So, Father, we pray for Tracy's mom in Jesus' name. And there's so many people that are being attacked with cancer today. We pray if you have cancer, your loved one has cancer, then I just pray right now in Jesus' name that the Lord would come and heal you or heal a member of your family in Jesus' name. We pray for Janelin, who wrote this request for her son and daughter's salvation. Well, I was just saying a few minutes ago, we don't give our family over to Satan. And so I just pray right now, Janelin, I pray for your son and your daughter's salvation, that they would come to know Jesus as their Savior and Lord. I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Also pray for Shavanya. Her request today, her best friend, Fran, has been given the diagnosis of stage 3 ovarian cancer. Oh, Lord, let's pray right now. In Jesus' name, we pray that you would heal Fran in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. Rita sent in a prayer request asking us to pray for her son who was recently arrested. And we just pray right now in Jesus' name for Rita's son, for his salvation, and that you would just minister to him. He'd be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Minister to him in a very special way on this Saturday. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for every need that is represented today. People listening to this broadcast, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you minister to them in the name of Jesus. Whatever their need might be, we pray in the name of the Lord. Father, we pray for Queenie Stephen, who's going through a battle with Cornerstone Ministry in Bangalore, India. They're trying to seize the property that her husband, one of my spiritual sons, spent 20 years building. We pray in Jesus' name for favor in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. We pray for this couple that has sent in a request. There's a battle going on for an inheritance battle. You know, that is a situation that is arising way too often. No wonder the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Here's a couple that is having major difficulties with a sibling concerning inheritance. And I just pray right now in Jesus' name for this situation. For all of you today that are having problems concerning inheritance with your family, particularly your siblings, in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that are going through a divorce today. We got some people that are going through a divorce today. It's a very painful situation. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit will minister to you in the name of the Lord and give you the grace, great grace in Jesus' name. Whatever you may be going through, whatever you may be facing concerning this divorce. We know that many times it's more than just the husband or wife that suffers. Many times the children suffer. Even if they're older, they suffer. I pray right now in Jesus' name for you. I pray for those of you that have loved ones in prison and that are incarcerated somewhere in this nation or the nations of the world. We pray also for Pastor Saeed Abedini that he will be included in these negotiations with Iran and the other two American men that are there incarcerated. And we pray for people that are incarcerated. Over 3 million Americans are incarcerated somewhere in a prison. And my father was a minister of the gospel, and he was in the latter years of his life. He spent many days ministering to those behind bars. And so I really have a tremendous passion for those in prison. And I pray for those of you that have a husband or a wife, mother, father, sister, brother, who is in prison right now. In Jesus' name, ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you today. In Jesus' name, I pray for those of you. I have someone here on my prayer list that is praying for a baby, and she has been trying, her and her husband has been trying for a long time to have a child, and have not been able yet to get pregnant. So I pray for this couple, and also pray for those of you out there listening today on this broadcast that you are still barren, and maybe you've tried a lot of things, maybe you've had some miscarriages, and you still would like to have a baby. Your passion is to have children, and we don't have to pray about the will of God concerning children. We know that He desires for us to have children. And so I pray for those of you that are barren out there, and that that God will cause you to be fruitful and to multiply. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Here's a person that needs to lose some weight because they're facing surgery, and they need to lose 40 pounds before they have surgery, and that can be a very challenging thing. And so I pray for this person that needs to lose weight before they have surgery. I pray for those of you out there today that are struggling. You're struggling with your weight, and you just say, well, I really need some help. And you've tried many, many things. And I know that I know there's a lot of people who just say, we just got to be careful what you put in your mouth. And I know that sometimes that can be easier said than done. When you kind of have a sweet tooth like myself. But I believe that God is able to help you. I believe there's a way, there's a plan. I always believe there's a plan, there's a pattern. And so I pray for you right now, those of you that need to lose weight, in Jesus' name. Here is a young lady that needs prayer for a job application. She wants to make a transition in the workplace. And so I pray for her right now for favor in making a transition in the workplace, in the marketplace. And I pray for those of you that you are so unfulfilled on your job, you know you need to work in order to eat, support your family, pay your bills, but you are not content, you're not fulfilled as you go to work each day. I pray for you right now. I pray that you will find something to work at that brings great fulfillment to your life. I pray for you in Jesus' name that God will open up a divine appointment and a divine connection for you. In Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that have gone to the doctor and you have not received a good report, and the doctor says, well, you know, there's not a lot we can do for you. Some of you received reports that they say the doctor's saying there's really not any more we can do for you. I pray for you right now. I declare there's always a way. And if you've been listening to BPN Radio very long, you know you know that there is always a way. And I just declare in Jesus' name that there is a way. So why don't you just spend some time in prayer, if you will. I'm so thankful that prayer, changes things, changes situations. And as we pray together, what a force we are in the earth. One will put 1,000 to flight, according to Deuteronomy 32:30, and two will put 10,000 to flight, three, 100,000 to flight, four, 1,000,000, 10, 1,000,000,000, 16, 1,000,000,000,000, 35, 12,000,000,000,000, and so forth and so on. The power of the church praying together is remarkable. And I just pray today that churches all across America will begin to join their voices in unison and seeking the face of God, hearing the call of Ezekiel to seek his face. We've been featuring music today by Brian Christian Mean. Okay, here's Brian Mean, Prestonwood Baptist Choir from Plano, Texas, and orchestra.
Of Ezekiel prophesying to these dry bones, live again, live again. To those who were sleeping, to those in the grave, live again, live again. To those who sleep, to those in the grave. Sound of an army, the nation preparing for war. I can hear Judah assembling the praises of their weapons of war. Live again, live again. To those who are seen, to those in the grave, live again, live again. To those who are seen, those in the grave. Church to its knees.
Well, I believe the Holy Spirit is raising up an army, just like Ezekiel prophesied. Brian and Kristen Ming and their family, leading the music, the worship today. Delighted to have had you listening in here on this Saturday on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here, And we're thankful that there's hope in this nation as we pray for revival, another spiritual awakening. See you tomorrow at this time or anytime here on BPN.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.